For the Purpose Critique Review, Positive Vibes Education, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents.
Yeah. Hey, it's time for Carl Driggs's Voodoo Dance Party number 4. I'm your curator, Wayne McKinnon.
I'm New Jersey Mike, the curator. Okay, long story short, that's one of the ones that I think we, some kind of crazy serendipity, like magic, that's dedicated for an early Memorial Day for all our vets.
I think you're very good true on that, because Carlo and Omar wrote that. That's actually when Paul actually would let them start writing some real original material. They wrote it for the Ride to the Wall album. They performed it several times going back to Memorial Day in Washington, D.C. on their motorcycles. It's one of the gems that he wrote. Should have been radio worthy, in my opinion.
Top 20, easy.
Easily. So let's get into our next track. This is going to be track number 2 from the album that he did with Tommy Piez, Night at the Copa, and this is when they call themselves Street of Dreams. Here is Fly Me to the Moon.
Now this song is gonna take me down the road to righteousness and all that other mother jazz in the right tempo. Fly me to the moon. Let me swing among those stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all that I've longed for, all that I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Cha! Forevermore, because you are all that I've longed for, all I worship and I adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, oh, in other words, I, my love.
Fly Me to the Moon, that's Carlo covering Sinatra. Let's get into our next one. This is from the Cracker album from La Familia. We're kind of making our way slowly. If you're new to the podcast, we're slowly making our way through all the albums and all the tracks. And here we are with Why Wait Until Tomorrow from 1972, track 4 from side 1 from the album La Familia.
Tell me, can it be 'cause you're afraid to
All right, can you imagine it's 1972, your album's out, you're on tour with the Rolling Stones, you're maybe 20, 21 years old. Coming up, we're going to be reading a section from the book, from Carlo's book, Life of a Lead Singer, that's going to kind of talk about one of the adventures that happened when he was on tour with the Stones. It's going to be good.
Oh, but you were saying, go ahead, about being on Record Out, Stones tour.
Well, it's something that's coming up that you're going to read.
No, I understand that, but that's still got to be the feeling of a lifetime. It's you're young,
feeling,
dumb,
yeah.
And full of songing.
You're just full of shit, viz and vinegar, and, you know, you're just full of yourself. Hey, let it go, because you're not going to get a chance to do that again.
No.
So we're going to play the next one from his group, Foxy, when Carlo was a member of Foxy. He only did one album with them. That's why we play more Cracker than we do Foxy. But here's the thing. We're going to play two Foxys in a row. This is the second track from the Get Off album. This is Ready for Love, the released version. And then we're going to go straight into an unreleased rough mix of that track. Here we are.
Yeah.
rough mix, and then the released version of Ready for Love. What do you think?
I like Ride to the Wall the best so far out of all these songs. I don't know what it is, but that was a kick-ass 80s authentic hair band slash American Dream song. I mean, him doing Sinatra is really awesome. But this, I don't know what it is, but that Ride to the Wall, that really just opens up your mind of where this man's...
Where his career was. He was. Wow. He could do Sinatra. He could do Latin. Let's get to our next one, and we're going to do the same thing that we just did with Ready for Love. We're going to play the unreleased rough mix to it, and then play the actual released version. This is from the Paul Revere and the Raiders album, Paul Revere Rides Again. This is the one of them on the motorcycle, very colorful and vinyl. This is Love Potion number 9, and yes, this is Omar primarily singing lead on it, but you got Carl there double tracking with him on the vocals. So here's your rough mix.
I started killing. all I needed was love potion number 9.
Mix and then the released version of Love Potion number 9. So now Jersey Mike is going to read one of the pages, I think it was page number 57 from Carl's book. Take it.
We returned to the tour on September 28th due to do two shows, the Olympia Hale, Munich, Germany. After playing that night, we all got packed and ready to go on the Superstar plane, a private plane for the acts, including Mick Jagger, who is actually going to travel with the rest of us peasants. We had been smoking hash the night before in a bottle using one of Carlo's red hankies. After we finished smoking, we took the red hanky and packed it away in the suitcase. We all had been warned that in no way were you ever to have any drugs on us while we traveled, so we were always finished whatever we had to. We left every town. I have to say, though, Cracker was never addicted to any drugs or alcohol at any time. We were no different than the guy who works all day and at a 5 p.m. has a martini or a glass of wine for happy hour. And for a band that was young playing with the big boys of rock and roll, I have to think we handled ourselves pretty strong as we held to our morals, which is probably why Cracker never made it as big as it possibly could have. The Superstar plane landed in Dusseldorf, Germany, and from our tiny window, we could see all the immigration officers and their dogs hungry to find rushing towards the plane, making sure nobody got off without them seeing it. Before they boarded the plane, Mick Jagger stood up and says, "Please tell me that everyone is clean," as he looks at Keith first, and Keith gives him his look at, like, says, "Bitch, please." Then he turns to us, at me, and say, "No, sir, not us. We're clean." As all of us look, oh my gosh, as all of us look, as soon as the, okay, hang on, fuck it, redo this. As I look at all of us, and as soon as they boarded for the inspection, hand me the passports and working papers. It's kind of reminded me of the Gestapo movie saying, "Your papers, please." They didn't let us out of their sight as we got off the plane. Our entire luggage was out on the terminal, and their inspection began with the dog smelling everything. When they got to our suitcases, the dog all gathered around one suitcase. The suitcase belonged to Carl, and I could see Mick Jagger having puppies, and he was looking up the skies for help. We all said shit. We were looking up to the skies for help. Carlos, oh my gosh, had a dreadful look on his face, but he had to say one thing. I swear I have nothing. As it turns out, they couldn't find anything, but as I saw the dogs trying to hump the red hanky, I knew. Nobody else could smell it except the dogs. So they had to go to let us, as Mick breathed a sigh of relief, and we all smiled. Then the immigration officers wanted autographs, which they all, one by minute, trying to bust us, and then the next praising us. I can't remember exactly, but I think Carlo gave the dogs the red hanky as a present.
And the Carlo was the other Carlo in the band at the time.
And boy, you got to excuse my reading, but I got excited when I heard Mick Jagger and Alton tongue-tied, twisted. Who wouldn't? Now, this guy, the band Travel with Mick Jagger. Wow.
Nick, you're about to be busted. They're trying to bust you. The next thing you know, they want your autograph. And then if it was at the time, they would want to take a selfie.
But listen, they're busted with Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. Come on.
I like the way he wrote it as Mick looks over at Keith and say that we're clean. accusing Keith.
Keith looks at him like, bitch, I'm not clean.
All right, so let's get into the Paul Revere and the Raiders portion of the podcast, the more Paul Revere and the Raiders podcast of Carlo Driggs. This is when they made an appearance on the Classic Rock with Wolfman Jack. Here we are. We're going to go with Stepping Out, Good Thing, Him or Me, a short clip of Where the Action Is, and then Hungry.
60 during the British invasion of rock and roll groups, along came an American group with a revolutionary twist. A lot of great hit music followed. And here they are now for the rest of the show. Paul Revere and the Raiders, everybody!
Yeah! Well, back to Newtown because of Uncle Sam's deal. Yeah! Well, I guess my good loving daughter lost his appeal. Because when I come back, I heard the bad, bad news, baby. I mean so bad. Except big romance has been getting abused. I guess. You tell me too. So lobby. Have you been step, stepping out of me?
Man in the Raiders. Hey, it's great to see you, Paul.
Wait a minute.
I want to trade hat. Come on, I want to trade hat. All right, hey!
It just don't have it this way, does it?
You.
Sorry, Wolf. Our other deal was better.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. I look much better now.
Better.
Thank you. Hey, glad...
I'm messing with his head.
I'm glad you guys could be with us tonight.
Look, we got new outfits.
I was just going to mention that.
Man, we're
they're a little too gaudy, Paul. You understand? I mean, what's happened is you've already burned out 3 or 4 TV cameras, you know.
You mean white was not the answer?
No, it's this.
Oh, sorry about that.
Don't tell me about your outfits.
We wanted to look good. And everything was working perfect, man. We got the outfits. The rhinestones came in, and then the pants came in. And, man, the pants were too tight, right? The pants were tight. We were back there cussing, pulling on these pants. Let me show you what these pants look like before we put them on. These are some tight pants, Wolf.
Listen, introduce the group real fast for me.
Nothing to it. Baby Raider over there. Little Doug
Baby
on the guitar
Raider.
From Seattle. Omar Martinez, the Cuban Flash back there. Watch out, he'll steal your hubcaps. Over here on the keyboards, we got Danny Krause from Milwaukee. Ron Foose from Seattle. Carl Driggs from New York City. And Paul Revere from Idaho.
Yes, indeed. Listen, now that we're all on a first-name basis, we're going to come right back after this. Lay your hand on the television.
right. All right. How you doing, Wolf? Hey, Wolf, what are you doing? That's my wife. Hey, look at this guy, huh? Okay, Wolf, we'll play you a song. All right. Okay, we're going to go back to the 60s, and of course, if you don't like the 60s, you better get out of here, because that's all we do. Now, I love the 60s. You may ask why.
Why?
Ha! I made $50 million in the 60s. That's right. Good crowd. Boy, I tell you. I'm a good old Raider song. Boy, I tell you. I wish I had a dollar for every time we've done them songs.
You do.
Let me check. Dang, I do. Let me hear it again. I do. You know what I'm thinking? Boy, that takes me back. 23 years ago before I wrinkled my body, man, that's when we had hit one after another. You remember an old television show we had called Where the Action Is?
Oh, baby, come on. Maybe take away the action is. 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 It's a new Demeter, baby, where the action is.
Maybe don't remember the stupid show. Did it every afternoon. That was it. 1965 and 1966. And we used to do this song. Big hit record.
An oldie but a goldie. You're gonna love this one, Wolfman.
You got to scoot your own over it. There's something that you can't figure out. And I be wanna know why. My soul and what ticks inside of my brain. When I'm locked in speed, I just can't control it. It's a, you're driving me insane. Oh, I can't take it, no. Cause I'm hungry for those good things, baby. Hungry through and through. I'm hungry for that sweet life, baby. One. I ain't gonna waste it now.
Set 10 minutes of the set, stepping out, good thing, him or me, what's it going to be, where the action is, in Hungary. So what do you think, Mike?
Hungary, chart buster, was that? Maybe that'll come around, and maybe Madonna will sing that. You never know.
You know, what's funny is, when Madonna was doing her Blonde Ambition tour, Paul Revere and the Raiders, they were selling t-shirts at the merch stand that said, Grey Ambition Tour.
Any way to make a buck and raise a dollar to pay the cost for the cause.
Okay, so we got one more track we're going to play here, and then we're closing out the podcast, because the purpose of our podcast is to get Carl Driggs coming out of your speaker again. This is for Louis Go Home's Corner. What Louis has picked out for us is track 2 from the year 2000. This was the very first album that Carl Driggs put out as a band. This is the classic song that was covered by the band called The Classic Four in 1967 of October, but this is their version of Spooky.
Haunting my place just like a